You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So we have my very own theater teacher and high school director, Mrs. Mary Lynn Clark. And I can call you Mary Lynn because this is my show and I can do what I want. So in addition to teaching at Boonville High School, she is, oh my God, my clipboard. She is back in school to get her master's degree at Mississippi University for Women and hosts the YouTube channel called Clarks and Parks, where she highlights her wonderful camping trips with her amazing family. Hi, Mrs. Clark.
Hi, Mason. You actually do listen to me when I talk. Like, those are things I've told you.
Well, so you've told me where you go to college like 3 times. But I searched our emails from when I asked you a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good.
I knew Clarks and Parks. I knew that.
Good. See, I think maybe you don't listen, but you do.
See, teachers are creating a lasting impact. So how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I do have one starting question for you.
Okay.
Why are you at the school on a Sunday?
I am at school on Sunday grading senior memory scrapbooks. So all the seniors have to make a scrapbook. They include 13 essays that they have to write and then pictures throughout their entire lives. And it takes me like 45 minutes to grade one. So I have 4.5 left.
You're so close.
Yeah.
So starting out, can you talk about growing up in Boonville and now being able to take over Thespian Troupe number 950?
Well, that's not something I ever thought that I would do, but I did grow up in Chandler and then in Boonville, and I went to Boonville High School, and I never really expected to stick around because I think a lot of students in Boonville are like, this place sucks. I don't want to be here. There are so many better places in the world. And sometimes I still do feel that way. But this program specifically, like Thespian Troupe number 950, was so influential to me and my drama teacher, Judy McNeely. I still think that she hung the moon. And so the opportunity to come back and give back and maybe create some of those same experiences for other students is really important to me. So here I am still.
Yeah. What was your original education going into becoming a theater teacher?
Well, my degree is actually in literature. So I have been learning in my master's program a ton of things that I didn't know before because I don't have any formal theater education. So everything I know comes from what I learned in high school or what I learned in community theater and being involved in community theater. And just from being in education, because I have an English teaching license. So I'm working toward having a more formal education in theater rather than just in English and in education.
How crazy that you're doing assignments in your master's program.
Yeah.
And not anyone else.
Mason helps me occasionally. That's what he was leading me to say. Mason does occasionally help me. But to be fair, Mason made our press release before I knew it was an assignment. So it was something I already had. You're going to get me kicked out of college, Mason.
Is the college listening? Are you going to send this to your college?
I hope so. I think so.
You're going to take it with you this summer and just like blare it?
Absolutely.
On campus?
I'll be like, hey, I don't know how to build a flat, but I was on this podcast, and I'll just play it.
Do I need to help you build a flat?
Well,
I think
perhaps,
I can do that.
Perhaps, yes.
Is that one of the assignments?
Well, I don't really know. I have to go for 2 weeks, and hopefully there's not a lot of manual labor, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to add to my calendar a trip to Mississippi.
No, Mason, I do my own work.
Yes. So this season, it was a lot. You went through a lot. It was your first year directing. How did you choose the shows, The Complete Works and Leader of the Pack?
Well, I had directed at a middle school and then at Central High School where I came from. So the hardest part about choosing shows for this school was that I didn't know any of the kids. So even though I don't precast, you do have to know like where your strengths and weaknesses lie when you choose something. And I just had no idea. So the fall play was something that I had wanted to do forever. It's something that I love, Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged. And it's so so goofy, and you can have as many or as few people as you want in it. It doesn't really matter gender. So I knew that that was something that was doable for us no matter who was there. And then Leader of the Pack, I also wasn't really sure. In a high school, it's hard to know, especially boys, how many boys you have that are talented, and I just didn't know. So we chose something that had kind of minimal boy roles, but also was something that was really flexible, that gave a lot of people room to shine, and just something that was fun and what I thought might be easy, but really wasn't easy because I had like 26 songs in it.
Was there 26 songs?
I don't know. It was something great. It was an insane number of songs. There's like almost no dialogue. It's all songs.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But it was great.
It was fun.
People are loving it. Like one of the teachers who never apparently stayed through shows, stayed through the Leader of the Pack.
Yeah. I even watched him leave at intermission for the fall play. And then, yeah, he was like, I stayed the whole time. I loved it. And to be fair, I went to dinner with friends yesterday. And one of them is a teacher here. Shout out to Mr. Cheshire. But he was even talking about like how good he thought it was. And I didn't even bring it up. Like he just kind of started talking about it. So yeah, it's great to get some recognition, you know?
Yeah. And going into the next season, we are doing The Giver and The Addams Family.
Yes.
How did you choose those shows after knowing us for a year?
Well, those were two shows that I knew I always wanted to pair together just because I always liked the idea of color, like choosing a color scheme and making it visually appealing. So the idea in The Giver that everything is gray until it turns, you know, he first starts seeing red and it turns different colors, and then just all of the references to like black clothing and darkness in the Addams Family. So I knew I always wanted to put those together, and I just think we have some great people that'll fill those roles. So yeah, it was an easier decision than I thought. I was nervous about the Addams Family because of all of the props and set pieces, but we're gonna pull it off.
Is there any hot tips that you want to give on who you think is gonna fit each role? I can go down the list.
Mason Bray will be townsperson number 7, and that's
That's an upgrade. I thought I was going to be a tree.
Oh no, the tree might have a line, so I need to.
Oh, you got to give me a number.
Yes. Yeah.
So, I wrote down a note. Okay. I don't know what it means.
Oh, I do that all the time. Are you making fun of me when I take notes and give notes? I'm like, oh, I wrote this down.
No.
I don't know what it means.
No, but that is very relevant.
Was you making fun of me. I thought this was like a dig at me. I wasn't sure.
No, I usually do this in every episode, but cut it out. But this has to stay in now because I am making fun of you now.
Are you going to cut out the part where you implied that you helped me with my homework?
No, because I helped you with your homework. I didn't do your homework.
That's true. You helped me with my homework. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Mason thinks he deserves a bachelor's degree since I'm
yes,
getting
a master's degree. Yes, I deserve a BFA for helping you with one class.
Well, you know, I'll see what I can do. I'll
ask him this summer. Go to the dean and be like, so, there's this kid named Mason Bray.
Oh, no.
He's my favorite student.
Oh, you want me to lie to this man? No, Mason Bray, you're
Mary
great.
Lynn.
No, do not call me by my first name, but you are great. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was just kidding.
For these next two shows, it's going to be very technical.
Yes.
To pull off, whether it be black and white for the fall play, or for the Addams Family, what are some things that we can look forward to as students in the thespian troupe, but also audiences coming up this year?
Well, I do think the technical elements will be stepped up. So I feel like I spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about things I'm not good at, but technical things are not my strong suit. I actually bought a book today called Technical Theater for Non-Technical People. But I think that what I want to focus on mostly is creating an atmosphere. So however we're able to do that with lights or set pieces or props or music or whatever, to maybe create an experience for people rather than just like a show. Like I want them to go and feel like they were a part of something. That's kind of what my goal for the technical elements this year are.
Yeah. And I think that's very possible for us to do.
Very what?
Possible.
Possible to do. It's possible. Jojo.
What?
It was a Seussical reference. I'm sorry.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I was literally in that show. And I did not understand your reference. So
sorry. I was the assistant director for that show at Central High School.
So something that you are really good at that I want to highlight. And I have it specifically written down to go over, is how good you are at watching and referencing Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, no. I thought this was going to be a genuine compliment. I thought this was going to be something nice, and then it wasn't.
I want to give you a very public space to talk about your love for Real Housewives. So go ahead.
Thank you. Well, this morning I actually talked to my husband about perhaps attending BravoCon because it does fall within our fall break next year. So I'm hoping to maybe see, I'm going to merge all of my loves because BravoCon is in New York. And so during the day I could meet some Real Housewives and then in the evening I could go see a show. So that's kind of my headspace right now. I'm very excited. Atlanta has returned. New season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has just started. The premiere aired last week, so I'm excited for the new episode coming up this week. And for one of my favorite housewives, Erica Jane, to become the supervillain that she is. So, yeah, and I'm excited.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For those of you who don't know Mrs. Clark, in our fall play, we added in a reference about Erica Jane because what was written was not relevant.
Yes. I just wanted to update it. And, you know, Erica
Some
Jane
people got
celebrated.
It. Some people got it.
Yeah. No, No, and if you got it, you got it. And if you didn't, then you need to go and watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Which?
I was educating the masses.
Which is really what you do as an arts educator.
Yeah.
Is educate people about Real Housewives.
Well, and it's culture. It's peak culture.
It really is.
And so if I want students to be well-rounded and cultured, Real Housewives is a part of that.
I think this is the best interview that I've ever done in my entire life.
Oh, my God. Well, I tell Mason that he's always auditioning. So that's – he already insulted me a couple times. So now he's saying compliments.
No, but you are a really great director.
Thank you. I try real hard.
Like all of our team this year, like Sam, the Morgans, and you are all great at creating connections between us. Because we were terrified going into this year.
What? You should be.
We were terrified of you.
Good. No, I wanted that at the beginning.
But now I can't say that we're best friends.
No, we're not.
Yell at me.
Well, actually, can I tell you something?
What?
So I'm here to Great Senior Scrapbooks. My husband brought me lunch. And then I was telling him, like, yeah, I'm going to do this podcast with Mason. And then Sam was here earlier. And so he asked me how many books I had graded. And when Sam was here, I was like, oh, zero. And he's like, so you just hung out with Sam? And I said, yes. And then I said, and then, you know, at three, I need to do this podcast with Mason. And he was like, so what you're telling me is you're just going to hang out with your friends all day and you're not actually grading scrapbooks. And I was like, well, Mason is not my friend. And he was like, okay, yeah, whatever. So, you know, my husband,
your husband believes
friends, it, but we are not.
We are not friends.
We are not friends.
You're not even my favorite teacher.
Oh my gosh, Mason.
I'm kidding.
That's so mean. That's fine. I mean, there are a lot of great teachers here, and that's totally fine.
This is so much fun. Okay. Do I have... Yes, I have a life. I mean, do I have questions?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh. So, for people wanting to go into, like, the career path that you're going with, going back to get your master's, what should they expect in those master's programs, the workload and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I think for me, even the things I thought I was good at, I realized that there's a lot of gaps in my knowledge. So I think when people go back to school for something like that, it's important to realize that there are things that you know and that you're great at. And there are tons of just like gaps in our knowledge. Like as you move through elementary, middle, high school, college, like there are things that you just kind of miss. And so it's okay to not know something. So that's something I have really learned. I've really liked my master's program. I've enjoyed all of my classes. And I really thought things like play script analysis, I was like, oh no, I'm great at that. Like that is top tier, what I'm best at. And then I realized that there were things I just didn't know. So I think anybody going back for an MFA or any master's program or higher education just needs to be open to learning. I know that sounds silly, but that's kind of what I've gathered in the last year.
And what are the highlights of your program? Whether what plays you like reading best or anything like that?
I did just take a class called Southern Drama, where we just read like plays from the South. And even though I knew a lot of Tennessee Williams and I knew a lot of Lillian Hellman, like even just being assigned readings of plays that I had never heard of is really cool to me. So it's just like I maybe wouldn't ever pick up The Young Man from Atlanta like as a play to read, but now I think it's great. Like I have just been exposed to so many more things.
Are you telling me that I'm going to have to read these? Are you going to make me read these?
I actually, in my master's program, had to read A Doll's House, which I knew what it was,
oh, yes,
but I had never read it. And then next year, it's in the freshman English textbook, which seems wild. It does not seem like anything that a freshman in Boonville, Indiana would ever care about. But maybe we'll read it in theater arts because we'll have it in the textbook. So it's pretty cool.
Which I think I'm going to be in. I think I'm going to be in theater arts next year.
Great, Mason. You should be.
I should.
I steal you from Spanish all the time anyway.
And apparently, that's fine.
Yeah.
You can take me whenever.
Yeah, but only when you don't have homework. Exactly. You gotta get good grades in Spanish, Mason.
Yeah.
Spanish is important too.
So I usually ask all my guests, education versus experience. If you've ever listened to my podcast, you would have known that. She doesn't listen to my podcast, everyone.
Listen, I am subscribed because I want to support. And I do intend probably this summer to listen to a bunch of them. But I talk to Mason every single day. And though he does have a very professional, soothing voice, I am up to date on what Mason Bray is doing. And I listen to his voice a lot. Like, a lot. So I don't usually want to go home and also listen to his voice. And I have a lot of Real Housewives podcasts that I listen to. But I promise, Mason, that I'm going to get around to it.
Okay. Well, anyway. So I usually ask education versus experiences, but as a teacher, I want to ask you what you think is most important about arts education for the next generation, not just working in it right now. I see your face.
I know. Because I don't know if I know the answer. The most important part of arts education moving forward
whether
for future generations.
To you. Like, what's the most important part to you to be able to pass on?
Oh, for me to be able to pass on. I think arts education is different than any other type of education because it has to be collaborative. Like, you don't have to collaborate with other people to do calculus or whatever. But arts, especially theater is collaborative. Like, you can be in a one-man show, but there is, I guess you can write it, but you can't run the lights while you, like, everything has to be a group effort. So I think just being able to work with other people is probably what I think is most important about arts education, is realizing when to take feedback, learning when you don't know everything, learning how to depend on other people, which I know that I need to do differently. Because it's hard to delegate things, but then there are lots of things that I know that I don't know. So I delegate a lot to like Sam because he is great at a lot of things that I'm not great at. But just kind of learning how to work with other people, I think is most important for kids going forward, even if they don't end up in theater. Like, you have to work with other people.
And you say that to so many people every day.
I do.
I think so. Like, there's sometimes in homeroom, you're just like, well, you're going to have to work with people.
Yeah.
Your entire life.
You are. Yeah, you are. And sometimes they're not going to be good people. And sometimes they're going to be hard to work with, but you still have to do it. Even if you work from home, like on your computer, like there are still people that you have to interact with at some point.
And one of my closing questions, what shows are you looking forward to seeing when we go to a New York trip, when we have Real Talk with Mason Bray and Mrs. Clark in New York in 2023? What shows do you want to see?
See, and I don't really even know what will be there then, because it's just always changing. I feel like it changes so fast. Oh my goodness. Like, I don't know what will be there.
If you were to go right now, what would you want to see?
If I were to go right now, I want to see A Strange Loop really bad, because I see clips and I read synopsis of it and it still doesn't make sense to me, but everybody says it's so great. And I think it might be something that you have to see, because it's like a play within a play within a play, right? And so
I think
like, that's very confusing. And I think maybe seeing it in front of me, I don't know. I think the music is great, and that's what I would want to see.
I think part of their cast album came out on Friday, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I haven't listened to it yet, but I want to listen to it. Yes, yeah. 4 songs came out.
And what is the... Oh, no. There was one more that I really... It was another Tony-nominated one that I... Oh, no. Oh, what's the one with all the Bob Dylan songs?
Mr. Saturday Night?
No, that's Billy Crystal.
Same thing.
Bob Dylan and Billy Crystal are not the same thing.
I don't know.
Hold on, I'm going to find out.
Dylan musical. Girl from North Country.
Yes, I would like to see that as well. Because I love Bob Dylan music, but I hate Bob Dylan's voice. And so I don't want to hear him sing things, but I love like covers of his songs. Like I think he's a great songwriter and a terrible vocalist. So I think I'd probably like that show too.
We have big opinions coming out on this episode of Real Talk with Mason Bray.
Yeah, don't like tag Bob Dylan in this or anything. I don't.
But fun fact, in that there's this actor named Austin Scott. You might be like, why do I care? He was Hamilton when I saw Hamilton.
Oh.
And I met him at the stage door. He's my best friend.
And he's in, just like I am?
Yeah. I meet people once and I call them my best friend.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's fine. But yes, he's in Girl from the North Country.
Oh, yeah. I don't know much about it other than it's Bob Dylan songs, which I like.
I saw a TikTok today about it. Apparently, one of their actors got COVID and all of their understudies were either on or out. And there was this random guy that was an actor on TV that's married to one of the people in the cast. And he just went on with like 5 hours notice.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So is there anything that you want to add, whether it be about high school theater, about your life, about how Real Housewives, anything?
I mean, I don't know. Mason Bray, I do think you're great, and I give you a hard time, but you are the hardest working kid at Boonville High School, maybe.
Take everyone.
Huh? and I really appreciate that, because I think that's something that a lot of kids have somehow missed, and I don't know if it's like the struggles of COVID or whatever, that sometimes work ethic is really hard for some people, but Mason Bray, you're doing it. I think you're great.
I really appreciate that, Mary Lynn Clark.
That was very close.
Well, you called me Mason Bray, so I think I get to call you Mary Lynn Clark one more time.
Yes, but you're my student, and I'm your teacher.
School gets out.
And when you graduate, you can call me Mary Lynn.
School gets out in 9 days.
When you graduate.
Which is 2 years.
Yes, in 2 years.
That's scary.
No, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I will be auditioning for both shows next year. Be prepared for me. I also have a speech coming up this week. Oh, do you want to tell the story of how I got my role in the fall play really quick?
So Mason is in my homeroom. And I did not know him from Adam. Like, it was one of the first days of school. This is my first year here. And Mason was like, I am going to make a presentation. And I was like, okay, to homeroom? And you were like, yes, I have a lot of thoughts. So I have like a poster that my sister-in-law got me that's like Broadway costumes. And it's just drawings. It's kind of like clip art costumes. And Mason didn't like the poster. And so he
It was missing going... several iconic shows.
Okay. Like I didn't make the poster. It was a gift to me. And so he just got in front of the class and he had a whole PowerPoint, like a whole presentation on how terrible he thought this poster was. And part of his role in Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged is to give these like presentations. So he was auditioning, but didn't know it.
So everything is an audition for real.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, your work ethic is an audition. Everything is an audition. When you call me Mary Lynn instead of Mrs. Clark, that's an audition.
I will keep that in mind, Mrs. Clark.
Yes.
Garcelle
Beauvais from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Her iconic tagline, life is an audition. And honey, I am getting that part. So that's my life motto.
Before you say anything else about Real Housewives, I'd like to thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Mason.
I really appreciate you being able to do this and taking time away from scrapbook reading to talk.
Yeah, I'm going to get back at it.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.